Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
It is the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend. We're near the end of July barbecue, Bob. You ought to be in full swing if you're a grilling guy or gal out there right now. This is the height of the grilling season, only surpassed maybe by tailgating. But this is where you grill. This is how you grill and why you grill. Thanks for tuning in to the Grilling Guys. I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking?
That's a good point, the tailgating. Welcome. Thank you. Welcome to the show. Thanks for taking a little time out of your weekend to join us in our trials of grilling and the epicurious things and tales we like to put out there. But there's lots going on in the grilling world. We're all busy people. We've got our personal lives that want to keep us away from the grill. Maybe we're in a golf league. Maybe we're grilling, for Boy Scouts or this or that. But there's always times when you can use a couple little tips. And our job is to try and make you show up at the grill a little better informed and ready than maybe you were last year.
Prepared.
Yep.
Yep. Because it goes so much better if you can think it through. You don't have any surprises.
And
along
I'd have
the
to
way.
Say this: Jop is the master at prep. He's the preparation guy in our team, and he's thinking three steps ahead. Are you a good chess player?
What? I love chess. Yes. Yeah.
See, and yeah. I can see why, because you think three, four steps ahead.
Yeah.
I'm just looking at the next step.
Well, you're just light a fire and throw something on there. I'll deal with it.
Yes.
Right.
Yep. Yes.
And I'm a little more, I guess, tactical. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't matter.
No.
Your results are fabulous. That's why we do this.
Well, thank you. I made a mistake last week and said I'm done grilling for workers. That ain't happening.
Right.
That ain't happening.
I'm telling you, they heard about it.
Well,
so they're expecting
I've got a crew at my house right now this morning. As soon as I get out of here, I'm heading back. And we're ripping the roof off. Today's the day.
Today's the day.
So I've got my Skytrak out there. I've got my sons Alex and Jordan and Olivia's boyfriend Josh. I got three strapping 20-somethings, and they'll be up on the roof. I'll be running the Skytrak. We have
I'll be standing in the side yard at a distance videoing. Yeah.
What, for the insurance company? That Skytrak's pretty easy. Yeah. So that's the fun stuff. Now I get to rip that nasty roof off.
That will be nice.
20 years waiting to do this, dude.
Yeah. So let me talk a little bit about building, because in this last week, I just finished a project we've been working on for a little over 2 months. Had a great opportunity in West Michigan here to put in the largest outdoor entertainment area that we've done at Home Life Kitchen, Bath, and Outdoor Living since we've started the company. And I've got a smoker out there. I've got a 42-inch burner or grill with an infrared burner on the back, the rotisserie in it.
What kind of grill is it?
That particular one is called a Coyote. And it's all stainless
ugly,
steel.
Ugly, is it?
Yeah, right. Ugly. Ugly. But it was the brand that the homeowner wanted.
You know, that's funny. I have a hot tub called Coyote.
Do you?
We should marry those up.
We went to we did the sojourn over to our favorite appliance dealer, Garrett's Appliance, and that was the one they picked out. So but I've got outdoor cabinets that are made out of wood. It sounds contradictory, but they're specifically made to be outdoors. It's a poplar that's been temperature treated in a kiln.
So everybody likes it?
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's popular. Yeah, and then we put in hot tubs. We put in sinks and bars and refrigeration. And we put in an underdecked water system that's mounted to the bottom of the deck. So if it rains, you don't get the water below in the entertainment area. I got TVs out there. This place, a fire pit with a gas log in the center of it, and we had a ton of fun putting this one together.
Sounds like a pretty
fancy
place.
And it came together really well. I'll be posting some pictures on that. I'll slide them over to the Grilling Guys, too, because it's relevant. But Then the fun starts, Barbecue Bob, because coming with it, being a grilling guy's certified kitchen, right, I'm going to put on a little party for them, and I'm going to teach them how to grill on all their new equipment and light up this whole outdoor entertainment area and have a little bit of fun. That isn't scheduled yet, but that comes with the package. So had a lot of fun over this one. Had some curveballs that we ran into, but at the end of the day, the customer's happy. I'm happy with the way it turned out, and our team did a fabulous job. A lot of people, like you talk about when you do a construction project, from the landscapers on up, were involved, but got some cool LED lighting that changes colors and things like that. So it's just really a cool little environment.
You know, the patio lighting, the solar lighting, all that stuff for your backyard has changed a whole bunch in the last 5 or 6 years.
It's, yes, it has.
Really jumped up. I have a bunch of these solar lights. I got them at Lowe's. They're caps that sit on the top of my 4x4s on my deck. I got them
for railing posts.
Yeah, yeah, I got them for $7 a piece.
Right.
And they're black, and every one of them works.
Right.
They come on all night. It looks so cool. You can. I mean, it doesn't really light up a whole lot, but it shows you where the railing is.
Yep.
And it just, I'm telling you, it's a mood thing for me. Right. I look down, our deck is like, I don't know, 50, 60 feet long. It's really big.
Yeah.
And when you're at one end, like down the hot tub, and you look down to the other end, it's just this, like the Mackinac Bridge, man. Just,
yeah.
And I'm so proud of myself because all those posts are straight, and those lights would give you away if they weren't.
Yeah, we put a stainless steel railing system in this with cables.
Oh, those
and they're
are,
vertical, so you can see through it. This home's on a lake.
Couldn't afford those.
And yeah, but they're beautiful. And then we did stair lights too.
I did the Lowe's and Menards version
right,
of that.
Yeah, right. But we did stair lights that come on with a photo eye as well. So the whole place, like you talked about, is one photo eye that covers the whole thing.
Oh my.
And when it gets dark, the place lights up. And it's cool. I even got ceiling fans in that thing, man, to keep the air moving if you're underneath that deck with the ceiling in it. But anyway, kind of fun. A good time to put it together. And we're just excited we had the opportunity to work with these fine folks to get it done. But kudos to my team because it was 2 months of a lot of stuff going on.
Awesome.
So what about, Bob, I was doing some pulled pork. And I always have a bunch of it left over when I cook it for myself. You know, if I'm going to fire up the smoker, I'm going to do 4 butts. I'm not going to do 2,
uh-huh,
right? Because that, even if I'm using the big green
right,
egg, it's full, right?
Yeah, how's your big one working these days?
Good,
nice.
Good, yeah. I bought one of those plates, the plate setter, the offset in iron, cast iron. Really like it.
Oh, you're talking about your big green egg?
Yeah.
Oh, right. I'm sorry.
Yep, I used the big green egg.
Oh, sure.
And no matter, you know, you fire the thing up, whether you put 1 butt or 4 butts on it, use the same amount of charcoal.
Mm-hmm.
So I just go ahead and fill it so I have it. It freezes okay, but yeah. Got some pulled pork appetizers because there's always a bunch of it left over, and I can only eat so many sandwiches, right? Some easy stuff for you guys to do. If you cook a pork butt out there and you got a bunch of it left over, Tostitos scoops, those
yeah,
little corn chips,
mm-hmm,
that, a little bit of pulled pork, and a dollop of orange marmalade on the top, just a little dollop of it. You make those little cups of treats, pop those in your mouth, man, making my mouth water. They're that good to do that. Another one that I do.
Where's the heat?
What? I know you're always wanting to do stuff spicy.
Where's the heat?
Right. I'm not a heat guy.
You know, I guess you could do that. I do have some like jalapeno jam. It's like a habanero, jalapeno,
yep,
something,
right,
raspberry. You could do something like that for a little bit of heat.
Yeah.
Now you might have me.
Yeah, and I go to the sweet side more than I go to the heat side, you know. But those same Tostitos, this is not a Tostitos commercial, but they make these lime chips, right? They got a little lime dust on them or something. Get some fire roasted corn salsa and some pulled pork on top of that, and then melt a little cheddar cheese on top of that. Set it right on your grill, and ooh, baby. Easy little appetizers. All of a sudden you got 30 people in your backyard rather than 10, but hey, that's what it's all about. Coming up next, one of my favorite guys on this planet Earth, T. Gidd's going to talk a little Cajun fire. Stick with us. We'll be back.
This is Jop from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about Garrett's Appliances, which is your one-stop shop for all your barbecue supplies, tools, grills, and smokers in West Michigan. Garrett's has grills for your outdoor kitchen. In fact, we at Home Life Outdoor Kitchens use them exclusively as our supplier for the very best equipment available. That's Garrett'sAppliances.com, Garrett'sAppliances.com.
Have you ever wanted a great craft beer, but alcohol just isn't in the program that day? Well, the beer engineers at Schmoe's Brewing Company have engineered a beer just for you. A pale ale with less than 0.5% of alcohol. Ask for Schmoe's 120 where you dine or drink. It's the non-alcoholic answer with a craft beer taste. Schmoe's Brewing Company, Grand Rapids, Michigan, Beer City, USA.
Howdy, it's Barbecue Bob from the Grilling Guys. We're working hard on Operation GI Barbecue, which is an effort to send a plane load of barbecue to our troops. Right now, go to GIBBQ.com, look at the Sapphire Ceramic Grill on auction. You can bid on this $2,000 ceramic grill package at RepoCast.com. That's SAFFIRE at RepoCast. So remember our troops at GIBBQ.com.
Imagine you and your buddies in your backyard drinking a cold one and relaxing in your new outdoor bar or kitchen. Does that sound like a good time? Yeah, baby. Then you wake up and realize you're sitting on an old deck in the glaring sun, drying out your brat on a worn-out grill. This is Jop from the Grilling Guys, and if that's what you're cooking on in your backyard, you should call the guys at Home Life Outdoor Living. They'll help you design and build an outdoor kitchen and entertainment space that will make your backyard the talk of the neighborhood. Create some grill envy in your backyard. Call Home Life Outdoor Living at 616-682-0100.
Welcome back. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, I'm enjoying that song. Let's just listen to that a little second. Oh, makes me want to get out and do a little Cajun cooking. You know, Barbecue Bob, we got one of our best buddies, one of the board of directors of this show on the line right now. And when I think Cajun, I think this guy.
Mr. T-Gig, comment ça va?
Comment ça va, brother? Ça va bien, merci.
So good to talk to you, pal.
Man, it's great to hear from you guys. How's the weather up in Michigan?
Oh, it's hot and muggy. Not quite as hot where you're at, but when it's hot, when you're hot, you're hot.
Yeah. I tell you what, man, you just stand outside and you get wet out down here, man.
You know, our producer is Mr. Brian Fonger, and he runs the big board here. And
yeah,
when I told him you were coming on the show, he pulled out Jerry Reed, when you're hot, you're hot. So he loves you too, man.
I love it.
So if for those of you who are new to the show, T-Gid is one of our board of directors, just like Big Paulie, who will be on in the next segment. And these two guys are contributors. They're old friends. And T-Gid owns a company called the Percy Guidry Company out of Lafayette, Louisiana. And I have had the pleasure of visiting him and his beautiful home and his factory. He makes the Cajun grill. And I have one of those beautiful Cajun grills on my deck. And I can just tell you that it's got a little taste of Louisiana in it, my brother.
Well, I appreciate that, man. You know, it's amazing to hear stories. And lately we've been hearing a lot of stories of Cajun grill lovers all across the country. And one of the most recent ones is a gentleman out of L.A., California, not Louisiana, L.A., California.
And not Lower Alabama either.
Lower Alabama, none of that. So the real Los Angeles, yeah. And but his family's from, like, the New Orleans area and stuff. But he's been down there for his whole life, you know, his whole career. And he said, I just want you to know, I'm on my fifth Cajun grill. And I'm like, gosh, you're not really taking care of it, are you? And he goes, no. He said, I'm on my fifth Cajun grill because every friend that comes over and freaks out on how good the food is, I end up giving it to him as a gift, and I order me another one. So he's spreading the Cajun love out there in L.A., baby.
Well, I think that's a pretty good trend. You should promote that concept.
That's right. Pass it on. Spread the love. We'll send you another one.
But Joppy, don't get any ideas, okay?
Oh, come on. You knew where I was going. I don't have one on my deck. So,
I've given you.
Bob,
how many girls have I given you?
You know what, though? You got to practice what you preach, brother. Come on now. You can't say that's a great idea without doing that.
So let's talk about some great Cajun fare. What do you really love to grill that we haven't talked about? But let's say your beautiful bride says, Keith, make me something good. What's it going to be?
Yeah. Well, I tell you, you know, you asked me that earlier on the phone, and I've been thinking about it. And you know, there's something about just some good Southern-style barbecue chicken. You know, and when you asked me, my first instinct, what do I like to cook or eat off of the Cajun? And my first knee-jerk reaction was ribs, you know. But then I started thinking about it.
What does Jennifer like?
Jennifer loves anything I cook off the grill. I mean, she loves the ribs. She loves chicken, pork steaks.
Pork steak. Fish. Interesting.
Yeah, pork steak, fish, vegetables. She's a big vegetable.
Well, how are you?
Mushrooms.
How are you going to do a chicken? Let's hear some chicken.
Well, I mean, like, we were up at the camp just this other weekend, and one of my good friends, Dirk Fontenot, another Cajun, he was in control of the Cajun grill while we were fishing, and I'm telling you, it was some of the best, you know, barbecue chicken I've ever had. And what he does is he just, you know, he fills up the cold tray, and with the Cajun grill, it's real simple because you have that traveling cold tray and air controls and a convection-type oven lid. And so you basically get your coals going. You could throw your little apple or pecan wood chips on there, too, and just put the chicken halves bone side down and lower the coal tray to the lowest setting, which you're about 18 to 20 inches away from the coals in the bottom of the chicken. And you just close the lid and let the grill do the work. And then towards the end, he sauced them up with his favorite sauce, and it came out a beautiful mahogany, deep, red color, and it was like eating candied apple.
It's just pit barbecue, delicious. Really.
Huh?
You're doing pit barbecue.
Pit barbecue, yeah. You just let the, you know, I tell people if you open that lid more than probably three or four times while you chicken or while your food's cooked, you're just showing off in front of your friends. You just want to be a Vanna White up there posing in front of all the smoke, you know, stop it. Let the grill do the work, and you just go out there, watch the football game, or, you know, do some yard work, or just do whatever you want to do. Go read a book with your daughter, you know, whatever.
Or stand around with your buddies with a cold one in your hand.
You
can do that too, maybe.
Jump in with a cold one, and that's your thing. It's your thing. Do what you want to do. Yeah.
Hey, quick question for you, T-Gid. Regionally, y'all have some seasonings down there that are not real common up here. So on that yard bird that you just talked about, that your buddy put on that Cajun grill, what kind of seasoning, if any, did you put on the chicken before he sauced it right there at the end?
Well, knowing Dirk, he uses just the local favorite down here, which is Tony Sachery's. It's just a good season-all Cajun blend of seasoning. You know, I personally love a little butt rub, which is a good friend of ours, Bad Byron. But there's so many good rubs out there, and everybody's taste buds, you know that, are just specific to themselves.
Everybody likes a little butt rub.
Everybody loves a little butt rub, man. But what I'm saying is, you know, you can Cajunize it, but really Cajunizing it doesn't mean making it hot, too hot to eat.
Right.
You know? It's more the herbs, you know, the garlic, the onions.
The Tony Sachery's pretty close, though, isn't it?
Tony Sachery's is probably, I mean, they're world renowned for their seasoning. And even when a Cajun, a legitimate Cajun, a Fontenot, Como, Boudreaux, Thibodeau, Guidry, whatever, Vincent, goes into a grocery store and grabs a bottle of Tony Sachery's, you know you got something right.
Not any of the offshoots, but the original Tony Sachery.
Yeah, they're right there down the street from Lafayette in Opelousas, mm-hmm. Louisiana. Good people, and just a good family who knows how to get it right, and they got it right, and they haven't messed with it. And it's just a good Cajun seasoning. So if you can't find it locally, I guarantee if you Google it, you can probably buy it online. You'll enjoy it. It's just a good, whether you're doing a gumbo or you're seasoning your barbecue meat, or whatever. It's just good eating.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network, and we're talking with one of our board of directors here, Mr. T. Gidd from the Percy Guidry Company. And he's one of the national treasures and one of the reasons that food tastes so good in America. In America, right there. That's all I'm talking about.
Well, I tell you, you know, my dad started making the Cajun grills as a fluke, as a gift to my grandfather, Percy. And we've been making them ever since. And it's just, it's probably the most used competition barbecue pit for the chicken category that compared to any other grill out there, and wins consistently. So it's no secret. It's just a good product. It'll last you a long time. It just performs. And then with all the other accessories, like the pot holder and the griddle plate, and just the sheer size of it, I mean, there's really nothing you can't cook.
That pot holder is really nice. I like putting a wok in mine.
Yeah.
I don't put my Dutch oven in it, which is surprising to Jop.
Well, it's too busy being all over the rest of his barbecue kitchen because he can't cook without using that damn Dutch oven.
Cast iron is where it's at, baby.
That's
know?
Right.
Now maybe I know where he got it from. But anyway.
We both got it from our mamas.
Right, yeah. Yeah,
right.
I get it. Yeah.
All right, buddy. Hey, listen, you have yourself a fine weekend. I got to head out to Montana next week. I'll send you some pictures from the mountains.
I know you will, and I look forward to it. Jop, Barbecue Bob, we love you guys. Y'all keep up the good work, man.
All right, thank you. T. Gidd, what a man. Coming up next, our Goomba from the East Coast might surf and turf a little bit. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Now, every time I roll them dice, I'd win. And I was just getting ready to roll them again. When I heard something behind me, I turned around and there was a big old cop. He said, hello, boy. Then he gave us a grin and said, look like I'm going to have to haul y'all.
Have you missed episodes of The Grilling Guys? Go to thegrillingguys.com and you can play episodes clear back to 2010. Subscribe to the podcast and you'll never miss another one again. That's thegrillingguys.com.
Wouldn't it be sweet if life just came with an assist when you needed it? At State Farm, we live for a great assist, and that's why State Farm agent Sterling Massey is proud to be a part of the NBA, the National Bureau of Assists. Whether you're driving the lane or defending the house, when it comes to assisting you with your insurance and financial needs, Sterling and his staff make it look as easy as a behind-the-back dime dropper. Call Sterling Massey at 616-532-6071.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? Brings back memories, doesn't it? Well, over at Schmoe's, we make root beer and black cherry soda just to bring back those memories. We've got six packs to go if you don't have time to hang around for a pint or a float. But bring the kids, grab a free basket of popcorn, and make your own memories with that new generation. Schmoe's Brewery, Grand Rapids, Michigan, located on Patterson, just north of 28th Street.
Satisfaction's been our name since 59. Been at the top of our game. We stand behind our name. We live it, we love it. Allen Bob Sports, sportsmen serving sportsmen.
Welcome
That's
back.
Life.
You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, there is nobody that does it my way like our next guest does. Barbecue Bob, who we got on the grilling line?
We got Agumba from the East Coast, Mr. Paul Rotella there. What's going on, buddy?
I'm good, buddy. How's things going there?
I know you're traveling today, but appreciate you taking a little time for us. Because what we're talking about is favorites from around the country, and you know, it just wouldn't be right to reach out to without reaching out to you, Big Paul.
Well, you made my day. Let me tell you, you know, I just left Atlantic City. What a time I had there, by the way.
That's what you
the
were saying.
The place is packed. You know, Pink performed Wednesday. I hit a little jackpot, which I can share with you because I had to share it with the IRS. And otherwise, they gave me a form, Bobby. They gave me a form.
I hate those.
No, you know what? I don't mind. Give me all the forms you want. Just keep giving me a jackpot, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway. But it's fun, you know?
So did they have you look up at the camera as they handed you the money?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's not that much. You know, it wasn't even that much, a little bit. But you know what? They take their cut and they're happy. Yeah. You know, I wanted to tell you about some stuff that we're doing here down the shore. You're going to love this. I think, you know, in the summertime, it's the best time to grill. You know that. But you know what I like to do? We have what's called the Jersey Surf and Turf. You ever hear that?
Yeah. Is this legal? We can talk about this?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, this one we can. This is the one we can talk about. But the Jersey Surf and Turf is like a shish kebab. But what we do is we skewer. Well, first, actually, we just say, you know, you got to cook the meat a little bit. We kind of sear the meat. We take nice cubes of beautiful filet mignon, and we sear them. But then we put them on the skewers with hunks of lobster tail meat and shrimp and scallops and some vegetables. And you throw that on the grill for a couple minutes. You turn it over. It's cooked perfectly. You dip it, the whole thing, in drawn butter. Steak and everything.
Ooh.
You got to keep your cholesterol up. Otherwise, it's no good, you know. And make sure you have some nice cold beer or some nice red wine to cut that.
So why do you sear the beef?
Oh, because here's why. Because it takes longer to cook the beef than it does, you know, the lobster. And you can't overcook seafood. I always say you don't cook
right.
Seafood. You threaten it.
That's what I would think.
So that's why you do that. That works out pretty good that way, because by searing it, first of all, you're going to get a nice pink center. You're going to keep it nice and warm. And then you have your lobster, shrimp, and your scallops. You don't ruin them, you know? And when you put them on with the vegetables and some onions, some peppers, some tomatoes, and you put it over some nice rice. I like brown rice, but some people like white rice or some other kind of basmati. I like nice brown rice. And let me tell you, it's probably the nicest thing you can eat down the shore. It's good for you, which is nice.
And yeah, all that butter. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, the butter is important. That's one of the main food groups, you know,
right.
In Jersey.
I get it.
Yeah.
So do you ever get those Long Island oysters?
Oh, yeah, sure. Actually, the truth is, we get beautiful stuff out of the Barnegat Bay, you know. Do you know every clam that I think goes in the Campbell's clam chowder comes out of New Jersey's oceans and bays?
Really?
Yeah. So we got, you know, we do that too. You know, we throw, you know that, we truck over world clams. We throw the clams on the grill, okay? And when they open up, we take them out, put a little butter in them. It's just delicious. You can cook everything you want
on the grill. Absolutely.
You know? And especially down the shore, you know, because this is the time, like tonight, I don't know if you know, but tonight we're going to get some nice blue crabs.
Oh.
And now those we're going to make in a special way with a little of that Old Bay seasoning. And that's the way to do that. But, you know, I think...
And will you just throw the legs in?
No.
The whole thing.
Okay.
The whole thing.
And that's a boil, isn't it, Paulie, more than a grill?
Well, we steam them. We steam them, actually. You put the steamer right on the grill. It works perfectly. And you can put the corn right next to it. And I keep the corn right in the husks, you know, the little tin foil.
Oh, yeah.
And it cooks beautifully. You know, roasted corn on the grill is just delicious. Again, you got to keep that drawn butter handy at all times. Very important. And as long as you do that, you know, you're going to be in good shape. You're going to have a lot of fun. But, you know, that's the beauty of being by the shore, because you can have seafood every day, nice, and you can have a little steak mixed in to keep you balanced, and you enjoy yourself. And that's what summertime in New Jersey is all about, Bobby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well.
You know, I know it's not like up in the mountains by you, which is a whole different thing. But you got lakes, which is nice.
Yeah, but I do love saltwater fish. And we don't have, you know, I like going up to Maine for lobster. And
yeah.
I absolutely love Long Island oysters. They're the best I've ever had. I've never had anything like that.
Well, you know what I love when I go out west? Those razor clams you guys got.
Well, we're only in Michigan, so I don't think we have those.
Yeah, let me tell you, anything west of the Delaware is the west, as far as I'm concerned. Right? So
yeah.
That's out west.
Yeah.
Wild.
Well, wild we are cowboys, so you're probably right. There's probably something to that.
but you guys got to get back here, though. We miss you out here, you know?
I know it. And I didn't have an excuse to come out because you didn't have your conference this year. So what
nope.
can I say? I do have to get to the East Coast. I just, you know, I don't know when it's going to be. We need to find a reason. We need to find a reason.
You definitely got to come out. We're going to do something in the fall, which I think would be nice, and we're going to invite you to that. And we may do it right at the home of WOND in Atlantic City. I know WOND is doing very well, and we'll probably have something down here. We'll have to invite you to it. Maybe you can do a live remote.
Well, that would be awesome. That's our station in Atlantic City we're so happy to be on. Maybe what you ought to do is plan a trip out to Camp Pendleton with Jop and I and David Webb when we present the Marine Corps with their GI barbecue gift.
What an honor that would be.
Yeah.
I love that.
You know, it's for Anchor and Globe.
Commander.
For the Marine Corps' Anchor and Globe thing.
I'm one of the honorary commanders over at the Joint Base here in New Jersey, Dix McGuire and Lakehurst. And, you know, we do a lot of work with them. We give them a lot of promotion. We're actually celebrating the 100th anniversary of Fort Dix, which is very important to New Jersey. And WOND 1400, as you know, is very important to this effort. And we're promoting it, and we're also doing it in conjunction with the 100th anniversary of World War One, which, you
how
know,
cool
we have tremendous heroes from New Jersey, all over the country, but tremendous heroes from New Jersey, who we're also recognizing. Some Medal of Honor recipients and other people have made a great contribution to the war effort. And, you know, it's nice that we keep them in our memories, and we keep the people who are serving today in our thoughts and prayers always.
Well, that's certainly true.
When they come back here, we got to give them pots of lobsters and shrimp, and we should have a big feast for them back here, I think, too. We can arrange that.
Do you grill any vegetables on the East Coast?
Oh, yeah. We've got zucchini and galamad.
Oh.
I'm like, not galamad. I'm only kidding.
I was going to say, I think, no, it's not.
We grow a lot of tomatoes. What, are you kidding me? The Jersey tomato is the best tomato ever in the world, ever invented, just so you know.
You invented tomatoes there, right?
The best tomatoes in the world. You can blindfold people. Anybody can pick out a Jersey tomato amongst all the other ones. It is truly the best. Our blueberries, our corn, and the zucchini.
Well, it is the garden state, for crying out loud.
And for good reason. And I'm going to tell you, it's something about the soil, the weather. I don't know what it is. But I have people that ask me, they beg me to ship plates of Jersey tomatoes when I can out west where they're allowed to get them. Some states you can't do it. But, you know, they die for a Jersey tomato out there. So
yeah.
We got, you know, some people have died for a Jersey tomato. I'll talk about that in the next show. But there's a lot of good stuff here. But, you know, we got vegetables, you got fruits, you got everything. If you went about a couple miles from where I am now, down in South Jersey, okay, you go in there, you'll think you're in the middle of Nebraska, all the cornfields. And then you got the blueberries coming up in Hamilton. And you got, you know, all these different, you know, fruit orchards. And you know what we got a lot of now? Wineries and beer places where they make the beer, you know? I don't know what they call it, beer.
Brewery.
I guess they call it, you know, we call it a still, I don't know. They have these things where they make beer, okay? And we've got a whole bunch of them now in Jersey. And wineries, great wine. So, you know, you don't got to go nowhere. When you're in Jersey, you got everything.
All right, well, I'm not in Jersey, but somehow you and I got to hook up and at least have a nice dinner, but it's going to be a busy summer for both of us. But thanks so much for taking time. Paul Rotella, president of the New Jersey Broadcasters Association and a stand-up guy.
Hey, thanks, Bobby Jop. You guys be good. I miss you guys. Hope I see you soon.
All right. You know, that guy is always enlightening. He's Mr. Positive, right? I mean, you talk to him every time you talk to him. He's positive. So just a fun guy to hang out with. Coming up next, we got a guy named Kel Phelps who deals with the National Barbecue News. Interesting cat. You're going to want to listen to this. Stick with us. We'll be back.
I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, a pawn, and a king. I've been up and down and over.
I like my backyard. I like being outside all year long. I work hard. I exercise and live life to the max. Nothing's better than slipping out in my Arctic spa and relaxing with my family. The Spa Boy Advanced Water Care System keeps my water crystal clear, and I control everything from my smartphone, iPad, or laptop. Check out arcticspas.com and find the perfect hot tub for your home. I'm Barbecue Bob.
Hey, you looking for a relaxed spot to come and have a beer with a couple of buddies? Swing on over to Schmoe's, 2600 Patterson, that's just north of 28th Street, right by the ice rink. We've got 16 taps, free popcorn, free pool, and free Wi-Fi. There's even outlets underneath the bar if you need to charge your device. So come on over to Schmoe's, have a great beer. Bring the kids, we even have root beer. See you soon at Schmoe's, 2600 Patterson, Grand Rapids, Michigan.
The Grillin' Guys are happy to introduce Fenn Valley Vineyards. Fenn Valley Vineyards is the oldest family-owned winery in Michigan, located in the middle of 45 acres of vineyards carpeting the rolling hills near Lake Michigan. Fenn Valley has prided itself in the production of classic European-style wines for the past 22 years. Visit their tasting rooms at the Vineyard Orinsaugatuck, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Sunday, they're open from 1 to 5. Go to FennValley.com.
This is Barbecue Bob, and I want to tell you about the biggest beer store in West Michigan. Siciliano's Market at 2840 Lake Michigan Drive has the most craft beers I've ever seen in one location. Siciliano's is a family business that works hard to bring you the best beers in the world to the West Michigan market. Visit Siciliano's and check out the huge selection of home brewing supplies as well. That's Siciliano's Market at SicilianoMKT.com.
If your windows stick, slip, squeak, or leak, then it's time to replace them with Anderson Windows from Standale Lumber's Home Center in Standale. Standard and custom sizes along with low-E glass, low-maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interior can turn simple window replacement into serious home improvement. You'll feel increased security, your home will be much quieter and more comfortable, but the increased curb appeal will make you proud of your home and its new facelift from your Anderson Windows and Standale Lumber's Home Center. 4100 Lake Michigan Drive, Standale, or find us on the web at standalelumber.com.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grillin' Guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grillin' Guys show.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Hey, we're approaching the end of July. If you haven't been out and smoking up your backyard, it's time to get her done because we are mid-stride in the middle of grilling season. And it's exciting, and we're just trying to help a little bit and make you create some grill envy in your neighborhood. I'm Jop. He's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Yeah, and if you're not grilling, welcome back to the show. Thank you. If you're not grilling in your backyard, maybe it's because nobody gave you a grill lately.
Well, we just talked to to a T-Gid from the Percy Guidry Company, and there is a trend starting now that you need to be handing down your used grill so you can get a new one, and Bob's going to lead this charge, so I got a Cajun grill coming my way.
I started it. How many grills have I given you, dude?
Well, I can't count.
I know you can't.
That's because you always get new ones because I'm just, you know, the redheaded stepchild when it comes to the grill. I am your grilling bitch. I'll be that all my life.
You ain't getting another one. You're not getting my Cajun.
I'm pandering now.
Not getting a Cajun.
No.
Okay, I've got a Son of a Bocce I'll give you.
Okay, yeah. I'll take
it. Oh, I already gave that to somebody else.
We'll go with that. Right.
You get that flat top 360.
Yes. Yes, I do.
Hey, listen, Jop, I got a nice email from a place called National Barbecue News, and it's kind of like the only barbecue news publication in the country. And after doing a little research, I find out the thing's like 30 years old, but these good folks got a hold of me and wanted to do a story about us and our effort to feed the troops for GI Barbecue.
Oh, bless their heart.
So,
that's cool.
So I reached out to them, and I got a hold of the publisher, and his name is Kel Phelps. And on the grilling line right now, we have the publisher, Kel Phelps, from National Barbecue News. Welcome to the show, Kel.
Hey, guys. Man, we appreciate you guys having us on. And, man, we are so excited to tell others about what you guys are doing for the troops. Absolutely.
Well, that's great. And, you know, that it's a wonderful that you reached out because we do need help. We're only one voice, and we want this message to go all around the country because, obviously, the more people that get involved and kick in cash or donate to the 501c3, the more product we can buy, the more freight we can pay for, the more troops we get to help. That's all it is.
Indeed, man. It's all about unity and everybody being together on the same page. It's hard to hard to beat that steamship when it gets rolling like that, no doubt.
Hey, Kel, are you from the Northeast?
you think? Reckon? No, sir. I'm a proud Southerner, if you couldn't tell.
No, and we're proud to have you on the show, so thank you. I just had to throw that out there.
Could be a Razorback.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about, for our listeners, what the National Barbecue News is all about.
And the National Barbecue News is a publication dedicated to all things barbecue. You know, whether you're competition team, you're a backyard guy, you're the guy making a living doing sauces and rubs or slinging Q out of the kitchen. If it's got to do with barbecue, we want people to know about it. We want to tell for others about it. So, you know, we tell people we cover barbecue as a noun and a verb. So, you know,
that's right.
There's no wrong way to barbecue as long as you got something barbecue on it, it's all good.
You've got some very famous barbecue places in Georgia because you guys are headquartered out of Georgia. What are the three top old school barbecue places in terms of legends?
Oh, mercy, man. You know, just off the top of my head, you know, one of them, it's not so old school, but one of my favorites is in Savannah, Georgia. It's called Wiley's. And he's an older fella, Wiley McCreary, competed for a lot of years. He actually worked for Southern Pride Company back in the early 90s. It's great, great, probably one of the best little joints that I know of.
So we know what he cooks on.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Cooks on the Southern Pride, but he also has the old a couple of old school pits out back as well.
And I think you cook on a Lang, don't you?
Right now I do. Right, man. We you know, it's kind of our business to kind of stay in the know, so we kind of try to change up every year, 2 years, and we try to cook on some of all of it. So
you probably give those away every year. Jop needs another grill. If you're giving one away,
would you quit it?
He's pandering for it. Nobody's
well, we may do a giveaway at one time or another, but I've never had that opportunity to give something away that big.
Well, give it to somebody that's deserving in your local area. Help out a group that needs to cook, because no, we're square up here, but. If somebody was looking to subscribe to your news, how do they find it?
Yeah, real, real easy, man. It's barbecuenews.com. If you're wanting to read it online, we have an online subscription. We're working on an app now. And also we got the old school print edition that we print and mail every month, all 12 months again. And you can sign up for both. Or one or the other there on the website at barbecuenews.com for sure.
Yeah, that's awesome. I've checked out your site. It's really a great resource, and we want to promote that on the grillingguys.com, and maybe we can kind of help each other get the message out on barbecue all across the country with our different formats. But I think it's awful cool that you want to help us out with the GI barbecue, because you got a lot of troops in Georgia. You got a lot of military bases down there.
Absolutely, and that's one of the greatest things you know, that I've had the opportunity to do is actually at Thanksgiving a couple years ago. I believe it was 2012. I had a couple of Alabama friends come over to Savannah, and we're just out of Savannah there, and it's not Fort. Trying to think of the base that is there.
Benning,
yes, absolutely. We cooked for about 250 troops who were stuck there through Thanksgiving.
Oh, nice.
And, man, that was just, that was probably one of the coolest things I've ever got to do in the 30-something years of being able to go and do barbecue.
Did you smoke some turkeys?
Absolutely not, man. we're ready for, they wanted ribs. so we kind of went high end for those
guys.
Nice.
Good for you.
We did tri-tip, and we did ribs for those guys, and trying to think some of the other things that we did. But, yeah, we had orange cakes for dessert that had won competition desserts dessert categories in competitions. It takes probably about $40 a cake to make, and we had
wow
stuff made. But
nice.
But yeah, that's cool. And anytime I can help troops, and you know, I'm a diehard American. I bleed red, white, and blue, and if I can help in any way at all promote anything to do that way, I will. I'll put down my calls any day for that because they give us the opportunity to be here and do what we do. So,
all right, Kel, I'm going to ask you something here. If we were to send you a little bit of information about this Operation GI Barbecue, could you do a little story or a mention for us or something on the paper? I didn't know if we'd talked about that yet or not.
Yeah, man, absolutely. That was one of the reasons I had reached out. I wanted to help publicize about it. And I'll be honest with you, I actually heard about you guys from one of our advertisers, which is American Barbecue Systems.
Oh, okay.
They've been a loyal contributor of ours for, I don't know, probably 10, 12 years now. But just checking out, making sure all our links work from our website, and that's where I come across you guys at.
Yeah, Mark's been a friend for a few years now.
And they're his grills that were taken out to the
exactly,
troops. So,
exactly.
Yeah, great fit.
Fantastic.
Okay, Cal Phelps, National Barbecue News. You can go to Barbecue News. It's spell out the word barbecuenews.com and check out this this great organization. Dude, I'm going to send you some information. I appreciate you helping us out, and we'll talk again real soon.
Hey, man, you got it. And always keep it smoking, and we'll always keep it going in the right direction.
All right, buddy.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
You bet.
You bet. Guy's doing good work down there. It's kind of an advocate for the industry, and it's cool. Coming up next, is that Rumaki, Bob? Is that what that is?
Yes, sir.
All right, stick with us. We'll be back.
I'm invisible, but I'll stand right there and smile. You're right beside me, oh, and I see the same thing I see.
Hi, it's Shasta from Old World Olive Press. We are a Michigan-based company with stores in Rockford, Grand Rapids, Plymouth, and Birmingham. Visit our tasting rooms to sample over 50 varieties of award-winning olive oils and balsamic vinegars, carefully sourced from small-batch artisans in both hemispheres. We have cooking demonstrations and private parties to help you experience the treasures we've discovered. Step into our kitchen, downtown Rockford, in our newest location on Monroe Center, Old World Olive Press. Let us help you bring the magic into your home. Go to Old World Olive Press.
Hi, this is Tim Sobey. Sobey Meats is an 11-year-old business on Remembrance Drive in Walker. We have high-quality custom meats as well as seafood, produce, beer, and wine. Sobey Meats is proud to supply the barbecue enthusiasts with over 50 sauces, Kansas City and Memphis rubs, as well as barbecue supplies. Our meat counter is 60 feet long with 70 different homemade sausages. Check us out at SobeyMeats.com. That's SobeyMeats.com.
Now you're a man! A man, man, man! Now you're a man! A manny, manny, man! A man, man, man! You are now a man! You're a man! Now you're a man!
Yes, and today's Man Laws brought to you by our producer, Mr. Brian. No man shall sell out his friends. And it sounds like really good advice to me.
I think it is. Why would you do that if you want them to be a friend, right? You got to back your buddies.
That's
and,
right.
You know, if you disagree with them privately, but you know what I mean? Just get her
mean?
Going.
Yeah, know what you mean.
So what is Rumaki, Bob? You've
Rumaki.
Been all over this country.
Well,
and,
we went all the way around the shores, so we're
right.
going to end up in Hawaii,
okay.
My old home of Hawaii. So Rumaki is actually Hawaiian and Japanese, so I'm not sure quite where it came from, but you need some bacon, some chicken livers, and some chestnuts and pineapple. The recipe says one or. I use them both. You can go to thegrillingguys.com, punch in Rumaki, R-U-M-A-K-I. This is a recipe we put up a couple years back. Some people call them Hawaiian wraps. But basically, chicken livers are the most unloved piece of meat in the world, right? So what you can do is
guts.
You can take a chicken liver and you can take a chicken liver, set it on a water chestnut, wrap it in bacon, and then put a toothpick through it. But before you put the toothpick through it, stab that toothpick into a nice chunk of pineapple, and you put the pineapple on top and let the toothpick slide into that mess you just made, and you throw those on the grill, and you grill them up nice. They're so good.
Really?
Yep. And then you put and then you put a little Chinese sweet and sour sauce on them to finish them. Oh man. And it's a wonderful thing. You can also just wrap the thing and the water chestnut in bacon and grill it, and then put the pineapple on it and pour your sweet and sour sauce on it. That's another way to do it, so your pineapple's not grilled. So you can go either way with that, because some people want the pineapple to be fresh and not grilled.
Yeah.
Because you have to cook the chicken liver a substantial amount to get it to be safe to eat, right?
You do. Hey, I'm going to tell you one that I did. It was an experiment, and I thought it turned out really well.
Is this the truth?
We did corn on the cob, and I did it and boiled it in a pot. I didn't grill it, but I had 6 ears left over. Okay, so we put them in a Ziploc, got them cooled, and like a couple days later, I took them out, and I'm like, I'm going to grill these and see what happens. And I just put them on the grill, got a char marks on, rolled them 2 or 3 times, and then took them off, and it was like reheated corn, but it was
fabulous. So had you already cooked it?
Yeah, yeah, it had already been boiled, because that's the way we did it that day. Boiled it on the stove.
So you had 6 ears left over,
right?
And you just threw them on the grill,
right?
Did you brush them with any butter or anything?
I did. I brushed them with a little bit of butter. It was actually olive oil, the butter olive oil that we get from Old World Olive Company, because I thought it would get a little sear, right? And it won't burn. And then we took them off, and we just sprinkled a little Parmesan cheese on it right out of the jar. You know what I mean? And it kind of melted down a little bit. And just a great little
flavor.
There's
a Mexican dish like that where they put a little mayo on it and then the Parmesan.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't use mayo.
My boys love that stuff. I'm not a fan of it. Oh, they also put like some paprika on it when it's done. It looks really cool. It's just kind of a crazy flavor.
I'm not sure I want mayo on my corn, but I guess that's kind of like a salad then.
Didn't work for me either.
Yeah, wouldn't for me either. But anyway, hey, you've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We hope that you're out in your backyard creating grill envy in your neighborhood or wherever it is you call home. We appreciate you listening each week, and be safe out there, and we'll talk with you next week.